When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Na 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 na.
All right, so there you go, Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
And another exclusive here on the Carton Show with Big Mac. And I think one of the big takeaways, as you and I were just discussing off the air, first off, is that I spilled
pizza sauce,
some Prince Street pizza on my sweatshirt. So I'm a slob. I apologize for that.
My wife doesn't let me wear white.
There you go. She's smart. Yeah. I think one of the biggest takeaways is your realignment question, the fact that they're going to realign and Yankees and Mets will not be in the same division.
Yeah, I thought that was because we all assumed it because we all knew the geographical point he was making.
And it does make sense.
Makes sense. We get it. Yeah. I mean, I kind of asked about the American League, National League. I'm curious how he's going to handle that when we talked about the history, if it's not going to be called the American League, National League.
So eight divisions, four teams per division, still two leagues,
Four and four. And he said he would, they assume, at least it would be to his liking, to separate the two team cities. So the Cubs and White Sox wouldn't be in the same division.
Right.
Yankees and Mets wouldn't be in the same division. The California teams, I don't know how they'd handle that. There's multiple California teams. But, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
Would you rather the Yankees and Mets be in the same division?
Part of me says no, but ultimately, can you imagine a series in September, the two of them, a three-game set at Citi Field for the division?
I
think that would be freaking amazing here.
I mean, look, you want to face each other in the World Series.
Right.
Right? You want
that
to be the possibility.
Correct.
Make it up. If all of a sudden that's the American League, I'm making this up, obviously,
right.
It's arbitrary.
Yeah.
On ALCS, Yankees Mets does not have the same gravitas as a World Series.
No, but it might
happen. Yankees Mets.
It might happen three to five times more often than a World Series.
It would certainly happen more, I think. That's fair.
Like, we could have Met Yankee playoff series on somewhat, if they're both good teams.
Yeah, regular basis.
In the playoffs, you could have it on a regular basis.
Right.
Does it hurt the Islanders and the Rangers that they meet in the playoffs, like in the Eastern Conference playoffs? No,
right.
Like I hear what you're saying. It would take away the idea of the Subway Series, World Series.
Yeah,
but we could get three playoff series in a 6-7 year span. That would be friggin' amazing.
Yeah, depending on how many wild card teams there are.
Yeah,
obviously,
even if it's a wild card series, whatever.
Yeah.
It would be. I would be into it, but I think a lot of Met Yankee fans disagree with me, and I think they would be happy to hear the commissioner say they're going to be in separate divisions.
I do want to make one point. I did promise Evan that I'd let him ask a question.
You did.
And I had every intention of doing so.
I did not make any promises.
Okay,
just
now.
Just making sure.
I just want to put it out there because I know they're going to attack me tomorrow.
Yes.
And I'm expecting that attack. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I still have no idea what his question was.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this. I said to our producer, the unnamed producer, do you have the Evan question ready? Because I was going to tell the commissioner, Evan Roberts wants one question. I was told by our producer, you cannot air the question.
He said it was too disrespectful, that Evan broke the rules kind of being respectful in the question.
Okay, so again, I have still not heard the question.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm not going to listen to the question now either because I don't care.
Right.
But I want Evan to know, and Tiki and Evan, who'll be on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock after Boomer and Geo, that the only reason I did not allow his question to be played is that I was told, as Rob Manfred was walking in, do not play that question. So I can only imagine what type of, you know what, douchery Evan came up with on his question. I was told beyond that, because I've not heard it, it was much more of a statement than a question.
Right.
So it's on Evan. It's not
on
me.
Would you like a hint?
I honestly don't even really care.
All right, I was going to say,
All right, let me ask you this. Did either one of us ask a question of the same topic
that
he wanted to do his thing with.
Both of us kind of did, and I made sure. Okay,
so we're good.
Yeah.
So whatever question he had to ask,
correct,
we asked it.
That is correct.
Got it.
That is correct.
Okay.
He can't say he didn't get an answer to his question.
So he got an answer to his question.
He just didn't get to ask it in his Evan Roberts way.
So again, I don't know what the question was. I'm glad that we did address it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told as Rob was walking in, because I whispered into the producer's ear, do you have Evan's question ready? He said, you cannot play it. So, I mean, I'm kind of operating blind on that. And that's why it was not played. Now, one other bit of housekeeping, if I can. You may have heard Boomer and Gio this morning talking about what I said on the air with you yesterday about a golf matchup of me and my son, Sonny,
mm-hmm.
against Boomer and Gio.
Right.
And while I said I wouldn't play, I said Boomer and Sonny would be a pretty fair matchup. I'd give the edge to Boomer. He's played a lot more golf than my son. But handicap-wise, they're very close to each other. And Gio can't beat me in golf. We know that going in. It's an understood thing. Not an athlete, okay? They brought it up this morning.
Yeah.
And kind of challenged me to show up and play after talking smack.
Yeah.
And Boomer even said 100% he's in. Okay?
So you got challenged and then Boomer accepted the challenge for you?
I'm the one that said that my son wants to play me and him versus Boomer and Gio.
Yes.
Because Boomer and Gio, 9 months out of the year, they only talk about golf.
Golf.
Oh, we played at Pebble Beach. Yeah. Oh, we love golf. Mm-hmm. Golf. Great. All right? And I said, it wouldn't be fair if we played them, because while Sonny and Boomer would be pretty close, and I give the edge to Boomer by a couple strokes for sure, me versus Gio is non-competitive. I'm a 3 handicap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, bogey holes on purpose to make him feel good about himself? And I know he loves golf. But I'm also a competitive guy.
Sure.
And if those guys are willing to embarrass themselves and report the results of said tournament on...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The air? Well, then I'm your Huckleberry Boys.
Oh, you've accepted the challenge.
I'm your Huckleberry Boys.
Oh, this is going to be
if
great.
If you want some smoke, I got it for you, baby. I'm not ducking any challenge. Now, we can't wager on it.
Right.
Because I don't wager.
Right.
So as long as that's respected and understood,
yeah,
and it's more about bragging rights and maybe a nice big-ass trophy or something like that, here's what I'll say. We'll pick a day this summer, okay? You can tell me the course. You tell me the time. And it's on. I like Donkey Kong. I don't back away from a challenge. And if they want to be embarrassed as the golf guys of WFAN.
Mm.
I'm not the golf guy, all right? And I started it by opening my mouth yesterday that it would not be competitive. And we'll figure out the rules of skins or whatever the heck it is. I don't know the rules. I'm in.
I can't wait.
100%. Now, here's the thing.
Can I just...
You have to drive my golf cart.
100%.
Is that fair?
Yeah. What's the name of that drink that they serve at golf courses? How much I don't even play.
The transfusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, grape juice and vodka.
Can I have some transfusions while
you
I drive
you drive the
around?
Golf cart,
yeah.
And you get golf transfusions.
Well, can we have someone else drive the golf cart so I can
you
drink
just
the transfusion?
In the golf cart and walk with us.
Yeah, I'll walk with you in transfusions.
So...
Let's go. I'm in.
The gauntlet has been laid back down, boys. If you want the golf matchup, Sonny Carton and Craig Carton, father and son, against Boomer and Gio.
Yeah.
The only thing I want when we win, and we are going to win. It's not going to be competitive, but if that's what they want, I'm their Huckleberry. When we win, the only thing I ask for is you guys never talk about golf again on the show.
Ooh.
That's all I ask for.
Ooh.
Because if I show up and I beat you, which I'm going to do, then you have no right to talk about golf. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
All I think good. That's fair.
Then let them know the challenge has been accepted.
Oh, I think someone needs to be all over this. We got to put this on YouTube. This is a monster event.
You could sell it.
It's a monster event.
You can invite people. You can televise it. I'm all good.
Let's go.
I'm all good. Now, I don't have clubs.
I was just going to ask you.
I will need some clubs. I need a simulator in my garage so that I can start practicing.
Yeah. You think you need practice?
Well,
I thought you just roll out of bed and hit golf balls.
I do. Okay. But, I mean, you know, reputation's on the line.
I understand.
I want to make sure my swing's not, rusty or anything like that. So the famous story about my clubs is this. Back in the day, Boom and I had Tiger Woods' former swing coach on the show. And he had written a book. And in the book, he talked about Tiger's kids, and that pissed me off because kids should be off limits, right? It was Hank Haney.
Right.
So Hank Haney comes on the show. I have a connection to Tiger Woods. One of my best friends was Tiger's private chef and ran his estate, all right? So he tells Tiger, I'm about to have Hank Haney on, and I'm going to kill Hank Haney for talking about Tiger's children, all right? So Tiger Woods starts texting me, and he's watching the interview. I think we were on MSG at the time, and he's watching the interview from his yacht in the Bahamas. And the whole interview, I've never told this story publicly, the entire interview, Tiger Woods is texting me, oh, you got him good that time, Craigie. Like, oh, that's the best interview ever. I hate Hank Haney. And it's this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So the interview ends. Tiger texts me, best interview I've ever seen. What's your address? And I give him my address. No joke, 48 hours later, a box comes in the mail. Tiger Woods sends me every Nike iron, all right, that he had to deal with Nike at the time.
Yeah.
And like a couple dozen golf balls and an invitation to play golf with him in Vegas at the Tiger Jam charity golf tournament. I was working. I couldn't go play. Long story short, I have every Tiger Woods Nike iron. Those are my clubs, all right?
You just said you need clubs.
He fired one of my best friends.
Okay.
He fired him because at the time he was dating the skier. What's her name?
Vaughn.
Yeah,
Lindsey Vaughn.
So he's dating Lindsey Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Only two people in the world at the time knew that they were dating. My buddy, who's his private chef, and this older Chinese-American woman who worked for the Woods family for like 30 or 40 years. It was like a part of the family. And Lindsey Vaughn says to Tiger Woods, if you don't fire those guys, we're not dating anymore. I can't let this get out that you and I are dating. And because it's undefeated, Tiger Woods fires the nanny who worked for the Woods family for forever and my buddy. All right? So out of loyalty to my buddy, I threw the clubs out. So now I don't have clubs.
You threw out Nike irons Tiger Woods
gave me. Yes.
Shipped to your house.
That's correct.
You're insane.
No, I'm loyal.
I get it. I mean, I appreciate it. That is nice. But I still don't. I'm not going to put. I don't understand. How does firing him keep his mouth shut? Wouldn't you think firing him? Does he have to sign?
My buddy was never going to say anything anyway.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense.
But Lindsey Vaughn said, they know they got to go.
Unbelievable.
How about that? True story.
And so where'd you throw him? Just out in the garbage river?
Yeah. No, I threw him in the garbage.
Threw him in the garbage.
Recycling day.
Look at that.
Boop. Right in the garbage can.
No, you're right. I take that back. You're not insane. Good for you.
Loyalty.
Loyalty.
That's what it's all
about.
888-808-1019.